The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of RIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Mahdi Rastani.
This topic of relatives and how we treat them, how we interact with them, is something that impacts our lives regardless of whether you are Shi'i, Sunni, you are Muslim, non-Muslim, atheist, Buddhist, Hindu, whatever the case might be. Wherever you live in the world, you're going to have relatives. And the way you treat them and the way that they treat you is going to impact different aspects of your life. And to add to the complexity of this topic, many times you will find that your relatives come from all sorts of backgrounds. Not all relatives are the same. Relatives come in all sorts of shapes and forms. Some of these relatives have the same exact value system that you do. They live their life exactly the way you do. They strive for the same goals in life that you do. Some of them, no, they strive for the exact opposite things. They may not have the same value system as you. And to make it even more complex, you find that the characteristics and the characters of each of these relatives of yours are very different. In time with, it feels like they gave you the whole world. That's how beautiful it is spending time with them. Another relative you spend time with, you feel like you're dying inside when you're spending time with this relative. This person might be extremely negative, or might be very difficult to communicate with this person, and so on and so forth. Therefore, relatives, they come in all forms and in all shapes. And that's why it's important for us to take some time tonight and tomorrow night to delve into this topic, to understand what is Islam's take on this issue. And if you don't pay attention to this, na'udhu billah, God forbid, we end up in the situation that we see in the society here today. And it's becoming more prevalent even back home. You live in the West, you live in the East, you are headed in that direction regardless. What is that situation where this person is on the deathbed and there's no one to visit him? He is so isolated from family, he is so isolated from relatives, that this medical team will ask him, you're taking your final breaths. Is there anyone you want to see in these last moments? And it's not that he can't see them, because of restrictions. Many of those who unfortunately we lost during these days and nights this past year, because of COVID, the relatives were not even able to be in the hospital. Yes, they had to say goodbye over a Zoom call, things of that nature, very difficult situations. But there are times where they have that ability and this person has no one. And you say, you've lived your life 50, 60 years, there's no relatives? No, my children, they've moved on. And my cousins have moved on. And my brothers and sisters have moved on. This is what Islam does not want for the human being. Because when the human being is isolated, everything in life becomes more difficult for him. Connection plays a big role. If you want to talk about mental health, go and look at the studies that speak about the relationship between mental health and a sense of belonging and a sense of community, a part of which is the relationships you have with your relatives. Isolation is a killer. Isolation creates a lot of problems. Islam doesn't want us to end up in a situation like this. Okay, so all of this emphasis, but here's the point, and here's where the discussion starts to take a little bit of a turn. Sheikh, what if this relative of mine is in a situation where it's very difficult to spend time with them? What if this relative of mine does not even want to spend time with me? So I want to spend time with him, he doesn't want to spend time with me. What if this relative of mine lives the type of lifestyle that I can't necessarily spend too much time with him? When Islam says you are to maintain your family ties, Islam is not saying that you cannot draw boundaries between you and your relatives. When Islam says maintain your family ties, Islam means at the very minimum, you have to keep some sort of relationship. You can't cut off 100%. But can I manage my relationships with this individual? Absolutely. Not only is this allowed, many times you have to do this. You have to manage your ties. Just because this person is my relative and this person is my relative, I have to spend the same amount of time with both of them. No, Islam has never said this. There are times where your relatives, you have to draw boundaries between them and yourself. And this is not an easy thing to do, of course. And you have to be very careful. This is where those points we mentioned the first and second night of the etiquette of conversation come into mind. How do you draw a boundaries? Because there's different ways to draw boundaries. There's ways to draw boundaries where you offend someone. There's ways to draw boundaries where this person may not be too happy, but at the end of the day, he understands. There are situations, not only is it okay, you have to draw boundaries. And you see this in the life of the Prophet as well. The Prophet, salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi, when he was living his life, people used to come, used to visit him. They used to come to his house. And many of those who used to come to his house were related to him. As we'll talk at the end of the talk, we'll discuss people who were in Mecca, for the most part, they were related to the Prophet. So when they used to come to the house of the Prophet, they would say, yes, this is the house of our relative, it doesn't matter. We can come anytime we want to. We don't even have to knock. I mean, he's our relative. And Surah An-Nur, verse 53 says, no. You have to draw boundaries. It says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la tadkhulu buyutan nabiyyi illa an yu'dhana lakum. Don't just put your head down and just walk in and say, yeah, it's my relative. Your relative has a life too. You have to draw boundaries. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drew these boundaries for the Prophet, for it to be a lesson for us. He said, لا تدخلوا بيوت النبي إلا أن يؤذن لكم. Knock, ask for permission. Then when you enter, غير ناظرين, you know, don't enter and just sit there and say, when is the food going to be ready? No, you come when they ask you to come. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drawing boundaries. You're a relative of the Prophet, wonderful. You're a close friend of the Prophet, wonderful. There are boundaries. He has a life. You have to be respectful of these boundaries. When Islam says maintain family ties, it doesn't mean you allow these relatives to just walk all over you, do as they wish. No, when did Islam say this? No, you maintain family ties, and at the same time, you manage this relationship. And the Quran continues, and it says, listen, when you come and you sit, when the majlis is done, or the majlis in the sense of their gatherings at that time, not these majalis, when the gathering is done, get up and leave. Oh, it's the house of our relative. We can stay until 4 a.m. It's not important. Islam drew boundaries. He said, "Inna dhalikum kana yu'dhin nabi." This bothers the Prophet. فَيَسْتَحْيِ مِنْكُمْ. But you know, he has this haya. He's not going to speak up for himself. So we have to speak up for him. فَيَسْتَحْيِ مِنْكُمْ. So sometimes it's necessary. Amongst those times, it's also necessary is when someone does not have the same value system as yours. Your lifestyle is one thing. The lifestyle of this person is a different thing. Just because we're relatives, therefore whatever gathering this person attends, I have to attend as well. No, who said so? Yes, you try your best, but there are certain times your value system may not allow you per se to attend this particular gathering or that particular gathering. Well, then you say, well, unfortunately, I may not be able to. And there are details here. I don't have time to go into it right now. There's some details here. But you have to draw these boundaries at the end of the day. You are spending time with a family of your cousin, your aunt, your uncle, whatever. For whatever reason, their lifestyle is a different lifestyle. Yes, they don't have the same value system. You don't have to necessarily spend all of your time with them just because they're relatives. No, you draw boundaries. And when you draw boundaries, you don't draw boundaries as a judgmental person. Yes, these people, they don't practice properly. So we are not going to... That's not how you do it. Yes? Out of humility and out of the fact that this is your duty as a servant of God. I'm not able to. I would love to. I'm just not able to be there. Just because we're relatives, therefore our children have to grow up together. And whatever their children watch, our children have to watch too. And whatever influences their children have in their lives, my children have to have the same influences. No. You have to manage these relationships. You have to be able to draw these boundaries. Yes, silatul rahim, you can never cut off ties 100%.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen Ghafur Shakurun Wadud Qayyumun Rauf Saburun Majid. صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.